It's Terry.
Hey Terry, how is it going?
All right.
Oh, that's great. This is Chris from A Gnome Book Writing. Terry, you remember you just signed up here a few months ago for the publishing of your book. So therefore you are getting this call because we are just running a 50% off in every services, including marketing, publishing, ghostwriting, and everything, okay? So can you please tell me more about your book? Like Terry, what's your book about?
Yeah, it's about
It's a fiction book or a first, like it's a fiction book or it's a nonfiction.
it's nonfiction. It's about God. We've been deceived as Christians in this world, and we don't know it.
Oh, that's an
In other
amazing.
words, yeah. See, I'm a minister. I mean, from the original language. I was under a guy that had 11 years of Greek and 9 years of Hebrew. And none of us has ever talked to God, because there's actually a passcode to God and we don't know it.
Exactly. And Terry, what's the reason? Like, what are the goals behind that? Or
The what? To
what are the goals behind that? That you
get the
choose this
message.
genre?
Well, I don't care about making any money on it. I just want to get the message out to all the Christians in the world. And because there's a passcode to God, and it came into existence after Adam and Eve sinned. Are
You
you
were
a
amazing.
Christian
That's
yourself?
amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, and I'm a factualist. You can't just tell me something, I believe it. So since I retired, God has started revealing all this information to me, and that's why I wanted to get it out. I'll send you a sample of it because people that are reading it are going, wow. I did not know.
I can definitely read it, okay? That's an amazing, okay? That sound is amazing, okay? And Terry, like, it's a complete manuscript, or does your book need any kind of editing or things like that? Or it's a complete
Well,
manuscript?
I wrote the manuscript first, and then God started revealing more information to me because I started to write a book. Have you ever watched Game of Thrones? You
What?
know what that movie is? The Game of Thrones, it's a
Exactly, I
series.
watch it. Game of Thrones, yes.
Yeah. And
It's
it's talking about the hand of the king, you know, that and the trials and tribulations and all the things that he went through. And then they changed the hand of the king, you know, and all this other stuff. The main focus is on the hand of the king. Well, I was watching with my grandkids and I came up with, oh my God, Satan is the hand was the hand of God in eternity past.
Okay,
And
Terry,
so that's
I
what started me. Huh?
Go
That's
ahead.
what started me to write a book. That's what
Oh,
started me to write a book. And the
amazing.
book I was yeah, and the book I was writing was going to be the making of a God, because Jesus Christ came down to the earth. He was tested by the Jews, the religious Jews, who he saved from when Moses freed them from the evil Pharaoh. Then he was tested by the world, which is the Romans and their form of government. And
Your
then he was tested by
history is
Satan.
very good, by the way. Your history is very good.
Yeah, and then he was tested by Satan. And so
Exactly.
that's what I started the book at. And the Lord said, no, you're going to write it on this, and it's called Deceived. Because we were deceived. See, the Lord said to Satan in the final days, you who deceive the world. Well, we know that the unbeliever was deceived because he rejected Christ, but we did not know, but he didn't say the unbelievers. He said the world, which is including the Christians. And
Exactly.
that's what got me on the whole idea and what was going
Terry.
on.
Terry, I can tell you one thing. Like, Terry, I'm working in this industry about 10 years, and I didn't see this kind of that, like you were very different, okay? The genre you choose, like many people come for the writing of the for the children's book, you know that for the memoir, for the horror movies they choose like that, but the genre you choose, it's amazing. It's very different. I didn't
Well,
see
I don't
people
even,
like you.
you know, see, God could get this pen in my hand to think better than I can, or to, so
Exactly.
I don't get no credit. And that's the problem, is we think we can take credit, and God doesn't need any of us. And, you know, the whole thing is, that's why I want to get the message out, because we have been taken advantage of by Satan. If you go to Isaiah 14, starting at verse, I think it's 12 through 17, and Satan even says that I want to be God. And so here's us. Here's us. You know, we don't even use a tenth of our brain. And this sucker, he is super intelligent. He talked all the angels, the generals of God, into betraying God in eternity past that had everything given to him. And we think that we can deal with the intelligence of this creature, and we can't even deal with the least one that he took out of the hundred, out of the third. And that's where his deception comes in, is that we think that we can, we know who he is, and we don't. We don't have a clue who he is. Most people don't have, even ministers. I'll put my knowledge against any of them, because most of them are into making money off of God. Or they're just so stupid that they shouldn't be a minister in the first place.
You are very different. Your human psyche is very different.
Yeah, that's amazing. And Terry, I can tell you one thing,
you were very religious as well, okay? And Terry, I can tell you one thing, the motive of your...
See, religion is the devil's ace trump. Religion teaches approbation to God. Go to church, give your money, do this, don't do that. And that's not from God. God wants us to know what he did for us, not what we can do for him.
And that's the problem
with religion.
And your motive is that, the writing of your book, your motive is that you want that every people will read your book, okay? You don't have to make money.
I know that.
Like, you want, like, more people will see that your book get market in the entire world, and all the people will read your book. That's an amazing idea.
Yeah, it's not my book, it's his, and he's going to decide who he's going to send it through. But I will tell you this, whoever decides to help publish this book, they're going to be blessed by the, see, we're already blessed. So it's not like I'm saying that, you know, but he's going to open the door, and I know that because he isn't waking me up and telling me to write this stuff for nothing. I have a friend of mine that says, I don't understand, you know, I mean, he's giving you all this information for what? What's the reason? And I said, well, it's not for me to understand. It's him, and he's going to
get the
information when he wants it out there. And, you know, that's the whole idea, but
That's amazing.
You guys need to make money, because I've been in commission sales all my life. I'm retired now. And the problem is I live on a fixed income, and I don't have the money to shell out to people.
Let me tell you one thing, I can do, sir, because we are from different company, okay? I just get an idea from you. That's an amazing. Terry, okay. I can tell you the complete procedure that how things going to work, okay? And I understand that you are retired, and many people are fishing you, like taking money from you, because you have a very best idea. But we can make a customized package for you that will be in your budget. You don't need to be worried for that, okay? And I'm the person, I will help you that to publish your book all over the world, okay? Because you're
motivated. I'm telling you, God is going to give it back to people. I mean, like I said, you know, I learned another thing. You know, people go around and say, God bless you. God blesses us when we take a breath the next morning and open our eyes. He blesses us on who he is, not who he is.
So what I do is
I always tell people, may God continue to bless you.
Okay, scary.
Saying to God that he doesn't bless you at all. Well, he blesses us all the time, regardless of who we are. And that's the thing, you know. And Satan doesn't want us to know that. But God blesses us on who he is, not who we are, or what we do, or what we think we do, or any other of the stupid things that we say he blesses us on who he is, not who and we are.
Yes,
and if we can get that in our heads, and, you know, there's a passcode to God, and it says, Father, I have sinned. Now, it's not for your personal sins. They were judged on the cross, paid in full, but the only sin that Jesus didn't take to the cross was Adam's sin. And that's why it says, through Adam, all must die. But we had ignorance in the ministry for years that thought this was physical death, and it's really spiritual death. We are dead to God, period.
Perfect.
All of
so,
us. Every
Terry,
day we're dead to God.
Can you please tell me one thing? Like, okay, so Terry, I can tell you the complete procedure that how things going to work, okay? So Terry, first, when you will be welcome on board, so first we will take your manuscript and just read it. We can just read your manuscript first, okay, and just make an editorial report, okay? Like, you know, I think that the messages you told me that that's coming from the God, it's really perfect, so this book doesn't need any kind of editing, right? But you know that all the nothing is perfect in this world, okay? So we will first proofread your book. Okay, and is there any grammatical mistakes? Is there any syntax error for your book?
Oh, yeah, there is, because I'm a salesman. I'm not a writer.
Exactly.
First, I'll send you what I've sent to people, and they're going the wow factor, because what it does is, believe it or not, you know how to play chess?
Go ahead. I can't hear you. Can you come again?
You know how to play chess.
C-H-E-S-S? Yes, yes. I like it.
Okay, good. Because that's what I like, and what happened is Satan and the Lord and Jesus Christ played a chess tournament for keeps.
Exactly. So, Terry, as I told you before, so first we will read your book, and we can make an editorial report. Like, the thing is that, like, is there any strength, weakness in your book? So we can make your book more readable, and we will suggest you, like, we can make those edits or not. If you approve that, we can go ahead for the formatting process, for the proofreading process, okay? The proofreading process is that, is there any grammatical mistakes? Is there any syntax error in your book? So we can do that as well, okay? The next step, we can go ahead for the formatting process. We have three kinds of formats. The first one is ebook, hardcover, and paperback, okay? In the meantime, we can just send you a 3 or 4 times of mock-ups of cover design. You have to choose one of them, okay? And if you have a cover design as well, so we can attach as well your cover design. It's up to you, okay? Then after that, we can put to get together, okay, send back to you for the feedback, and if you approve that, so we can publish your book. Okay, so Terry, can you please tell me one thing? Like, you have to publish your book on just Amazon, or you have to publish your book on 50 plus platforms? Because, you know, Amazon just covered 30% of the world. 30%. Like, if you, for example, let's take an example. Like, if you were in Russia, or if you were in India or Syria, there are no use of Amazon. But if you go with the 50 plus platforms, so you can know that the more people will see your book, the more people will read your book. Because your motive is that you have to, you know that you told me that your motive is that many people will read your book. You don't have to make a money, but you know that you want that many people will read your book. Am I right?
Yeah, well, it's not up to me. See, you're missing the point. It's not up to me. It's God. I mean,
exactly.
I'm not the one that's going to do it. He is. He wants me to write it, so I'm going to write it, and I've been writing it. But, you know, it's
okay.
All up to him. And all right, he's
so Terry, as I told you that the thing's going to work. So, if you tell me, like, what's your budget, so I can make a customized package for you. Okay, that will be in your budget. And Terry, I can tell you one. Can you please, if you tell me your initial budget, so I can make a customized package for you. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have a budget, man. I live on Social Security right now. I've got some brain problems through the military because I got poisoned by blue lead, and I'm getting my brain scanned for that. I've had problems with it all through life, but it's actually affected me more since I'm older.
So
and
I can tell
so
you one thing. I told you that We are just running a 50% off in every services. So after that, for the editing, for the proofreading, for the cover design, and for the publishing on 50-plus platforms, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Lulu, Kobo, and Google Books, Apple Books, and many of them, okay? We can publish your book on there as well. And after that, after 50% off, the package for you, it's $899, just $900 for you, okay? Does it sound good?
No, that's too much. You need to pay up that all front.
I understand that. It's too much. But, Terry, I can tell you one thing more. We have installment plans as well. Like, if you don't have much, so you can pay 50% for the sign-up, and the remaining 50% you can pay when your book gets published, okay? And when you start earning money, so you can pay 50% on that time. Not a big deal. For the sign-up, you have to pay 50%. The 50% is $450 for the sign-up. And remaining $450 you can pay when your book get published and you get start earning money. You can pay $450 on that time. Not a big deal. Does that sound good, Terry?
No, I can't pay $450 right now. If you could put it on paper and I see what you're doing,
So
I can't do that. I wish I could. That's why I'm saying, everybody wants money, and I understand it.
I understand it because I've been in sales myself,
but I don't have the, and so it's kind of like redundant for me to even think. But, I mean, God's going to put this together anyway, so.
I understand it, Terry. If you tell me that how much you are able to pay for the sign-up, if you tell me so, if it's possible for me to do anything for you, I can definitely do that because I already give you a 50% off and I already give you an installment plan as well. So if you tell me how much you can pay for the sign up, like you can pay 30% payment, 25% payment, just tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's a hard decision for me. It's a very hard decision for
me. And
Terry,
I can tell you one more thing, okay? Before the payment, we can send you a contract as well, okay? The work that you want from us, if we don't do that, like if you are not satisfied with us, you can apply for the refund. You can take 100% refund as well, okay? Because we are from the legit organization, okay? We want a long business relation with the clients, okay? So therefore, we create an offer that if you are not satisfied with our work, you can apply for the 100% refund. You can take your money back. Okay? So.
Yeah, how much do I have to pay a month?
I can tell you, as I told you before, like for the sign-up, you can pay 50% or 25% for the sign-up, and the remaining that will be left, you can pay when your book gets published and when you get starting earning money. You can pay on that time. It's an installment plan for you. Like for the sign up, like for example, let's take an example. Like you are signing up right now, so you can pay like $400 or $350 right now, and the remaining you can pay when your book gets published. And
I can't do that, man. I can't pay a whole bunch of money up front right now.
So how much you can pay? Tell me.
No, I can't pay anything because I only make about $1,300 a month. That's what I'm saying, you know. God's going to have to put this together. It's not going to be me.
You can pay $250 as well for the sign-up.
No, I can't pay anything, right? I mean, if we can make it on payments, then, yeah, maybe I could do that. But I can't.
I can't hear you. Can you come again? What did you say?
I said maybe if you could make it on payments, and I see that you're a legit company and you really care.
Exactly. Then, you can see on the Google our name. It's Gnome Book Writing. I can send you a contract as well. It will be written on that if you are not satisfied, you can take 100% refund as well. Okay?
Yeah. And
exactly.
You're from India, right? Here in India?
No. We are from the Gnome with G Book Writing, okay?
No, I thought you were. Are you from India? Are you in India talking, or?
We are in the New York, and we are also in the Skokie, Illinois.
You're in New York in Muskogee, Illinois?
No. We are also in New York, and our company is also in the Skokie, Illinois as well. Can I tell you address? I have address over here.
Just send me a text.
Archie Road Street 300, Skokie, Illinois 60077.
Yeah, because what it would be is, you know, I'm looking for a company that wants to publish this and get it out there to people. And they're going to, you know, first of all, put it together and use their expertise to put it together, just like I'm doing it for nothing.
Terry, I can tell you, as I told you before, like, we can publish your book on 50-plus platforms. It sounds good. Like, we can cover the entire world. The more people will see your book, the more people will read your book, okay? And the benefit, you can get two benefits. Because you want that the more people will see your book and read your book, and after that you can inspire the people as well, and you can easily earn some money. Okay, I know that you don't want to earn money, but the people will buy your book from the Amazon and from the Barnes & Noble, so you will definitely get 100% the sales. Okay, and we don't take any kinds of profit or any kind of percentage. Okay, the sales that you get, it 100%. It's yours. We didn't take any kind of number of sales, any kind of profits, okay? We just take one-time service fees. That is $899. And as I told you before, like, you can pay $300 or $250 right now, and the remaining, you can pay when your book get published. You can pay on that time. When you get started, I know that you're retired people, you don't have much money, but therefore, I just provide you 50%. 50% off, and I already provide an installment plan as well. So that all.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work for me, man. I wish it was, but you know, like I said, it's gonna be God that's gonna do this anyway. So I'm not too.
I understand that, but Terry, it's just $250 or $300. You can pay for the sign up. I just told you before.
Yeah,
so
I understand.
Terry, when I will expect you welcome on board?
Huh?
When I will be expect to you welcome on board?
What do you mean?
Like, when you will be sign up? Well, like, when you will be pay 25 or 20% payment? Like, when you will be coming on board?
Oh, I probably won't. I don't know what I mean. Like I said, I don't have that kind of money, and, you know, I mean, Christmas just was over, and I don't have that kind of money, so it would have to be on a payment plan, like $30 or $40, and then I could, you know, and if there's money to be made, you know, which I know there is, you know, I'm not greedy, so I I've been in sales all my life, and I understand.
I'm not wasting your time. You are a very nice man, Terry. Just give me a quick second, okay? Just give me a quick second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh no, I don't care. I mean, he's a salesman.
He's not interested. He's just interested in making money. He doesn't even care. I think it's his plan.
Oh, you think it's his one? You're probably right.
Talk?
Yeah, he doesn't talk.
All right, Terry, so I'm just connecting you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Perfect. Terry, I'm just connecting you with my senior representative. He will guide you more about that, and he will listen to your problem as well. Okay, just stay on the line, okay?
Okay, what is he going to say? I mean, it's not going to work right now.
He can. Just stay on the line. Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm great. I just,
so,
you know, I've been in sales all my life, so I know closers and I, you know, I mean, in fact, I knew Zig Ziglar when he made Secrets of Closing Sales. So I already know all that, and I told him that I don't have the income right now. I can't work because I can't remember things like I used to be able to do. And so I'm to the point, I wrote this manuscript, and God is going to have to deal with it. You know, he's going to have to figure it out, which he will, I'm sure, because I'm not writing it for my health. And, you know, I mean, it's going to have to be a company that cares about getting the information out, because we've been deceived, and we're going to, if you live in the United States, we're going to lose our country because we do not understand that we're not talking to God. None of us, not our ministers, nobody is. And I'm a factualist. You can't just tell me something and I'm going to believe it. And that was one of the things that I told God. I said, okay, if this is true, then prove it to me. And he did. So that's why I started writing the book, because I thought, oh, my God, what he said, what he revealed to me is true. He didn't say it to me. God doesn't speak to us. He speaks to us through his word. But anyway, you know, and so that's why I'm writing. I have a friend of mine that he goes, you're writing all that, but what for? You know, nobody's going to read it. And I said, I don't know. I mean, it's up to God, I'm sure. But I'm sure God
you know,
isn't
it's not like that. It's
the rest
like
of my
that.
Life.
You know, it's not like that. When you have written something, you know, people, there are a million people in the world who are interested in your topic. So, you know, people have different interests. So if your friend is telling you that you're writing, no one is going to read it, and he's wrong. People are going to read it. Once you put it on Amazon, you know, we have promoted publishing offers here that, you know, we will do a quality analysis of your book. Once we do the quality analysis, we will know about the people that are interested in your book. After that, we will, you know, publish your book according to, you know, the interest of people. We will put some keywords on Amazon, you know, for the people who are interested in. So don't worry about that. People are going to read your book. And if the issue is, you know, for the finance or if the issue is the budget, you can tell me, you know, what is the minimum that you can pay so we can start on your project. You told me that you are at that age that you don't remember things. So, you know, that's not a problem. We will assign you a dedicated project manager who will take care of everything on your behalf. So, you know, you don't have to worry about anything. We're going to edit your book. We're going to format your book. And we're going to put your book on Amazon. And you don't have to worry about anything. We will take care of anything, everything. That's why we are in this business, okay?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, because I've been in sales. I've been in commission sales all my life, and I know you people need to make money, and that's what I was telling him. I don't want to waste your time because I only make $1,400 a month, and I have a house that my payment is $1,400 a month, and they're trying to raise it next month. And I've got a wife that she makes Social Security too. So together, and my son lives with us, so he helps pay for the house.
I can understand your financial situation.
Money.
I understand your financial situation, okay? Yeah. I can do one thing for you, that you can send us your manuscript, and we will see what we can do with that. And if that possible, you know, what we're going to do is we are not going to charge you any amount upfront. We will, you know, publish your book on Amazon, and we will see what we can do with that, okay? So don't worry about the money.
Okay, yeah, if you can do that, I'll send you my manuals. First, I'll send you what people are saying, wow, because I've had people that said, man, I went to church all my life, and I didn't know that. And I said, I didn't either. I didn't know it either until after I retired, because I just assumed that when you said Father and you started praying that you prayed to the Father, but you don't. You pray.
Yeah,
to
Terry. Him. Yeah, I believe you. Yeah. I believe you. I totally believe you. So you know what I'm gonna.
That's why our world is so screwed up, because see what actually happens, and this is what people don't understand. God can't do anything about it. He can't do a damn thing about it because there's a competition. He has to be as fair to Satan and his generals as he does to us.
You are absolutely right, Terry. You're absolutely right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect you back with, you know, my junior agent. He will,
yeah,
you know.
Send me your email, and
yeah.
I'll send you what people
please
are
write down my email. Please write
and
down.
And then I'll send you my manuscript, and we can go from there.
Yeah, please write
and
down.
And if there's money to be made on it, you guys can have it all. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for money. I'm doing it because of God. That's what I'm doing it for, you know. So that's just...
You're a good man. You're a good man.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Okay, Trey, if you have pen or paper or, you know, if you have something like computer on in front of you, you can write down my email address.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Oh, we'll write it down here.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
It's frank.watson.
Frank.watson?
At Hangman Bookwriters.
At who?
At penguinbookwriters.com.
How do you spell that?
P-E-N-G. P-E-N-G-U-I-N W-R-I-T-E-R-S.com.
Okay, so it's T-E-N-G-U-I-N with an S, writers.
Yeah, it's with an S.
Penguin Writers.
Yeah, Penguin Book Writers.
And that's what you're, it's 10, right? T-E-N.
Yeah, T-O-N. It's.
And, yeah. Okay, hold on, man. I'm going to send you something and see if you get it. Okay. I don't know if I can get it to copy here. So big. Okay, let me see here. Yeah, like I said, I'm an illusionist, and this is from Terry.
Okay.
And I'm an illusionist. You can't just tell me something and I'm going to believe it. And that's what God showed me. So I, I'm going to send this to you, see if you get it. Okay, see if you got it. Oh, I didn't send it on. It always goes to iCloud. I don't know why it does that. Would it go to Quiet Cloud or Steam?
Maybe. I didn't get it, Terry.
You got it?
No.
Okay, you should have got it because it just came to my sent file. And it's frank.watson, W-A-T-O-S-O-N, right?
W-T-S-O-N, Watson, at Penguin Book Writers.
Yeah, Penguin Writers.
Book Writers.
Now see. Book Writers?
Yeah, it's Penguin Book Writers.
Oh, 10 Book Writers, B-O-O-K?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Okay, wait a minute. That didn't come out right. I'm glad I asked you. Okay. We're going to forward this. Okay. It's, say it again now.
It's frank.watson at Penguin Book Writers.
Here, why don't you send me an email? It's mine is T-E Doctrine, D-O-T.
Yeah, I have your email. I have your email at... you know, at my desktop. So I'm going to send you an email, and we will...
Oh, yeah.
Email. Okay?
This is wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Send me an email.
Okay, I will send you an email, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, you have a nice day. Bye.
Uh-huh.